Ladies and gentlemen, your DJ for tonight has spent hours setting up his lights. He's spent ages performing sound checks, and he's refrained from touching the buffet. Yet, he's keeping reasonably sober and is prepared to play just about anything you care to ask for. Get ready for a very special night and party celebration.
You are now tuned in to the Pro Flow for Show Show with Mad Max, Don Megatron, over and out.
Pro Flow for Show Show, wireless phone interview feature presentation. Pro Flow for Show Show, Pro Flow for Show Show, Pro Flow for Show Show.
Check this out.
Hello, what's going on?
Not much. How you doing?
I'm good,
I'm good, I'm good. You said you want to train right now?
Yeah, I have to, but I'm good now.
It's cool.
Sorry about that.
Nah, it's all good. I've been waiting for this. But nah, I'm a fan, so the fans will wait. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, you are from Texas, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the part of Texas, if you don't mind?
It's the borderline of Texas and Arkansas, Texas, Arcana, Texas, so it's like northeast.
Okay, northeast. So you guys are, what time zone are you guys on there? Like central or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. All right. Now, how long you been doing music?
Man, I've been really pretty much been an artist. I consider myself an artist since I was like 13, 14. I started writing, but I really got serious when I was like, you know, late teens.
Yeah, so it's
been a minute.
Okay, now I want to make sure my audience knows we're talking to La Femme Nikita right now, right?
Yeah, you heard me?
All right, now you consider yourself both R&B and hip-hop?
Yeah.
Because I was listening, and I heard a lot of different sounds from you, and you know, it's kind of amazing. I watched your video today, too.
Oh, okay. I got that. Okay.
Yeah, and the video, the single's called...
Ain't Nothing.
Okay, now how, is that your newest thing you got going on right now?
Yeah, that's the first single right there.
Okay. Now, I was watching you, and you had such, like, camera presence, and you seemed so comfortable. It's like you've been doing it forever. Now, the artists that you've listened to in the past, can you give me a couple names, maybe?
The great Tupac Shakur, may he rest in peace.
Okay.
Nas Spirit Jones.
Okay.
Nasty Nas. Biggie, Jay-Z, you know.
Man, so
Lauryn
Hill. You just dated a bunch of major hitters, basically, in the rap game. And that's kind of what your style is like. Like, you're like, you're on the same level as the guys, basically.
You know? Yeah, I'm trying to bring that as a female. You know, trying to knock the doors down to get as much, you know, publicity and shine as a female. Because it ain't really been like that. You know, we've been kind of...
But you come on, over. So, you know, you have a voice that is definitely demanding and commanding, but when I see you on camera, you're smooth and you still have a definite feminine presentation about you.
Yeah, you can still be feminine but still bring it, you know.
Okay, what made you decide to take that route? Is that just you?
Yeah, it's pretty much me. Like, I like to get dressed up and get dolled up like a female. Like, don't get it twisted.
Yeah.
But still, I like to hit them hard. Like, you know, nigga, don't get it messed up. Like, I can't come at you and get on the same level as you. You know, I'm real feminine and little petite thing, you know.
Okay. Now, are you signed?
Well, we're doing I'm signed to an independent record label right now, C Records.
That's in Tokyo?
I'm sorry?
Where's that at?
No, this is based out, you know, the South, Texas.
I was on the internet and I thought I was looking for She Records, and it said something about Tokyo, Japan. I must have been on the wrong site or something. I don't know.
Yeah. You have to do SheRecording.com.
Okay. I went to She Records, I think, and I think that's a different thing there. Well, anyhow. So, in the future, I know since you've been doing this, you kind of want to take this to a certain place. Where do you see yourself out in a couple of years? Maybe 7 at the most?
I'm trying to help people who are doing it like me, like, you know, on the independent, to take it to a major level, you know?
Yeah.
Commercial but street. I call it commercial but street because a lot of people can relate to it, but it's still worldwide, you know? It ain't like, you know, real. It ain't local. Like, only a couple of people know about it. Like, it's like, you know... You know what I'm saying? Your next door neighbor, like, it's still, you know, getting me bumping the same thing.
For real, no. You, I've seen something about BET and an event you got going on with Lynx or something like that. Do you name Lynx?
Yeah, that's tomorrow. That's what I'm out here for.
Really? So what's that about? Tell me a little bit about that.
It's basically the show I'm doing. It's supposed to be Buckshot and all up from the boot camp clips. Right. They showcasing, because I think they're trying to come back out with an album.
Okay.
I guess a couple of indie artists, you know, we just all pretty much got to connect. So, you know, I was contacted through my man. My manager got me a gig.
Yep.
So I'm up here right now looking for outfits, you know, last minute.
Did you get something yet?
Nah, I'm looking.
Nothing at
you know, all. You know how us females, we got to take, you know, years to get our right accessories, hair done, you know, everything got to be right.
That's okay. let's see. Now, the single Ain't Nothing, is that from a whole album that's finished?
The album will be dropping like mid November, beginning of December.
Okay, now, are those all original
single
tracks?
Yeah.
Okay, you work with different producers?
Oh, yeah. I work with 187 Music. That's my man Nitty.
Yeah.
And Chicago.
Okay.
I got a couple beats out from my man Chicago.
Okay.
He's actually from Chicago. Soundtrack.
Okay.
They from Jersey. So I've been pretty much trying to get a little different, you know, elements on the album. Something that everybody can listen to.
That's what's up.
And my man out of Dallas, Eli Bridges III.
Okay.
He called himself Polestar, so y'all be looking out for him.
Yeah, I like that.
His family right there. His family right there. I grew up with him, so it's like, it's nothing. It ain't like work when I'm working with him. So.
Okay. Now, have you worked with a lot of different artists? Actually, I should ask, on this album, are there a lot of different artists or just more you?
It's a lot of me on it, but I got my people Lawless on there.
Yeah.
Lawless Entertainment. They real thorough. They bringing it. They the girl of that group cast me. I got a song with her, but it's mainly me on the album because, you know, I'm trying to let them, you know, it's my first album, so I want them to know me, you know.
Okay, that's cool. Now, I think I read that you started off singing, basically.
Yeah, that's okay. That's the roots. You know, I was little in the church crowd, 6, 7 years old. So, you know, everybody, you know, I come from the country, so that's like down home. Everybody grew up in the church.
Right.
You know, so I started out singing.
Okay, now, the actual transition to rap, that came, was that something that was sparked off by a particular person or event?
My brother was rapping at one point, but he kind of gave it up because he converted to Islam, so he's really devoted to that. But I was always writing poetry, and I was into English was like my favorite subject, so I kind of made a crossover and made it into like, I put it to a beat. And this is like, I learned the formula for them. I grew up around guys that really was into rap. I listened to rap.
Okay.
So when I was like around 13, 14, I really just started trying to rap, you know?
Right. Now, where can my audience find you at? What's your MySpace page or any other pages that they can find you at?
www.sherecordings.com. My MySpace page is / numdecodenikita.
What's that mean?
It's code name Nikita. It's for French. For the people that have The Point of No Return is from a French movie.
Right, I remember hearing something similar to that. Spell the actual MySpace, after the / so that they know for sure.
N is in Nancy, O, M is in Mary, C, O, D, E, N-I-K-I-T-A, Nikita.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay,
You got that?
Yeah, I got that for sure. I'll make sure they get that. Don't worry about that. Now, I was also reading that you had been doing something on with MTV at one point. It said something about making it a band.
Yeah, I actually went on there for singing. That was
great
about it. A lot of people were like, what's going on? You know? Like, you know, I went through, I had made it, I was in the finals, the New York finals. I came up here auditioning for that.
Yeah.
So I made it in the top 14.
Okay.
I'll cut off.
Oh, it's cool.
Wait a minute. Yeah, I had went there and auditioned for that, and I made it to the finals, but I got Horace actually the day of the taping. But I was on the first episode of Puffy.
Okay, right. Now, do you think that this helped your career out in any way?
It helped me out. Yeah, it was like a blessing in disguise because I got a lot of support from it.
Okay.
A lot of people that knew me, you know. It was a little bit of exposure. I met a lot of people. It was a fun experience. It just taught me, you know, everything, you know, one door shut, another one open.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I actually prayed the night before and asked God to show me if this is where I see it.
Well, what's your talent, man?
Like that.
Your talent is like, you know, solo, totally. You can hold it on your own.
Yeah.
That's what I've seen when I watched the video. I was watching how you move to the rhythm. You know, a lot of people, you see a lot of people get on stage and they just don't know how to perform or how to present themselves. And it was just like, this was made for you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate that.
I'm just saying what I see. But considering that you are, you know, female in the game and you're also coming off better than most of these guys out here, what's been the hardest thing for you to overcome?
Man, the whole part of it's like double standard. You know what I mean? Like, at one point, it's a lot of opportunity for females because it's not that many, but at the same time, guys will be coming at you sideways, man, if you are a female, you know what I mean? Like, guys are way more interested in other things besides business. But, you know, they don't take you seriously. It's always, you know, like, you know, it's all about, you know, the sex sells. I mean, we still be respectful about it, but, you know, most guys, they be talking, you know, they be wanting you to do other things. You got to be really, like, really strong in this. Because it can easily discourage you if you let it get to you, you know, how people come at you as a female, you know, like you're weaker than, you know.
Right. Yeah, I can understand that. I try not to do that kind of stuff because it's very easy to being a male. You know, it's just, I think it's just a natural flaw in a way.
Yeah.
But
any fifth though, you know.
It's all good. Let's see. The video that you shot, where was that at?
Actually, I had shot it up in a small town in Jersey since I've been up here a lot working on the album, but I tried to make it look as south as possible. So.
Yeah, I'm not really sure, you know, where it exactly looks like, but it looks like it's in the hood, that's for sure.
Yeah, oh yeah. So it's a hood everywhere, so people gonna feel that, you know?
The outfit when you had the red dress on, where were you at then?
That was Times Square right there.
And that was when you were up there shopping or just doing what you do, recording an album or something?
Yeah. I was out there with my man. So we had started. It was a 2-day shoot. So we had did that the second day out here in Times Square. It was crazy.
Yeah.
It was crazy, man. I had shooting people looking, coming up, wondering what's going on.
Yeah, I bet.
And there's a lot. You know, it was my first video. I was a little nervous. When people coming, they crowding around. It was crazy.
Okay. Now, is there a... anybody else in your family that has a music touch, or is it just you?
Man, my people, they kind of real religious, man. They into the church, gospel. My mother, you know, I got cousins that's trying to do the gospel thing.
Right, okay.
But they're really not too doing, you know, I'm the only one that's doing, like, the hip-hop, you know, thing. So.
That's cool. Now, would you have any advice for the people that are listening, the fans, or the upcoming artists that are listening to you?
Well, I'm just saying that people should, you know, really much strive for their dreams and don't let nobody tell you who you are or what you can do. You know, you just got to stay strong and weed out all the BS. It's pretty much, you know, if it feels right in your heart, then, you know, it's you.
Definitely. Got any other aliases and nicknames?
Tapu, Tasha, you talking about my family call, my family and friends?
The fans might know you by, you know, somebody that they might can expect or hear you refer to, AKA, or anything like that.
Sally Walker, I got a song, Sally Walker, coming out.
Okay.
You know, I don't know if you remember that little tent when we was little Sally Walker walking the street.
Yeah.
So, you know, I explain it to you. You get the idea when you hear it. You know, okay, that's for the album, so I want to keep you guessing.
You don't want to give them too much, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That's cool. I don't know if I asked this, but how long have you been on the internet?
Probably about two years right now, 2.5 years right now.
Okay. You think it's helped out at all?
Oh, yeah. I've been getting a lot of exposure from overseas and all that. A lot of people been hitting me up.
Yeah.
I just got word out that people out in Cali, they wanted to put the video on their station, WLTV, so it's been good, you know?
That's good. And for the future reference, the audience can definitely always find you at your MySpace page, which is...
Namde Code Nikita, Namde Code Nikita.
Okay, so when your album is out, they're going to be able to find it, be able to link at least from there, right?
Yeah, they pretty much find everything there.
Okay.
The single was available on iTunes,
Okay.
Sony Connect. The single is available on iTunes, Sony Connect.
What's those ringtones? I've seen all those ringtones you got out.
Yeah, you can get the ringtones, 99 cents. You can, everything is on the MySpace.
Okay, that's
pretty much get all the information you need on the MySpace. Ringtones, you know, the single. Check me out, you know, a little bit about me, see me, you know.
For sure. I got a couple of real simple off the subject questions, but they're not deep or nothing like that. I want to know what your favorite color is.
Black.
Black. Why black?
That's a little bit. It's kind of like me, you know, mysterious.
Yeah.
Bold, you know, like demanding. It's like it's a lot in that black.
Okay, definitely. You got a favorite food?
Mushroom burger. Mushroom cheeseburger. I don't know.
I could work with that. What about a favorite drink? Got a favorite drink?
My favorite drink is Sprite. I got Sprite right now in my hand.
Okay, that's what's up. Now, let's see. Do you have any complaints about the industry, the major industry?
Ain't nothing. It's the song that my complaint about, you know, to instance, the industry. Like, I've been noticing a lot of fake stuff. Okay. Once you start vibing and, you know, really knowing that it ain't what it, you know, it seemed to be.
Yeah, that's for sure.
You know, guys like, you know, Stun. You heard his song, Stun Hard, Big Bodies. He ain't really dead. You know what I mean? Like, in my video, I'm not too shy. Everything was mine. Like, you know, it wasn't really too much of, you know, me shining and nothing like that. I was kind of laid back.
Right.
I wasn't trying to really be nothing. I wasn't.
For sure. So. Now, since you do have an album coming out, I'm sure people are going to be, like, thinking that you want to create things for the future. So, yeah, if any artists want to get in touch with you, are you interested in collaborating with them? And if not, or if you are, they would meet you on the MySpace page, of course, right?
Yeah, I'm interested in anybody that's serious about it.
Okay, now are you more interested in mixtapes or original tracks?
The mixtapes is flooded heavy, so I'm pretty much into the original. I'm in the process of a mixtape, but I kind of want to have both just to be, you know,
yeah,
doing it.
Definitely, I understand that. That's cool. Well, I think I got pretty much enough information for the most part.
Yeah, I gotta jump on that track. I gotta send you that track with the 8-Ball MJ DB. Looking for that this week, you know. I haven't forgotten, you know what I mean?
I'm not trying to rush you anyway. I don't ever want you to think I'm pressuring you in any way. You know, we're taking our time with everything. You just get back to me when at your convenience, you know what I'm saying? I'm just thankful that you give me some time, period. So, you know, I appreciate this time. I got this recorded. It's been about 20 minutes and we've been talking, so I'll be able to take this and I'm going to make a radio show out of it and I'm going to put the interview together separately. I'll just send you everything and just give me a few days or so, but I'll be in touch every once in a while to hit you up, okay?
All right, thank y'all for all the love and support, man.
No problem. This is just the beginning, girl. We're about to get it going for real.
I feel that.
And just hit me up whenever and just be careful out there in New York, all right?
All right, it's all loud, right. Motherfucker. All right, bye.
Take it easy.
All right, bye.
All right.